Conservation Halton will receive $56,400 from the province for its Roots Ridge Nature Reserve wetland and forest project. The funding announcement was made in Milton on Friday by MPP Parm Gill, accompanied by Burlington MPP Natalie Pierre, Oakville North Burlington MPP F.E. Triatafilopoulos and representatives from Conservation Halton. The investment comes via the Great Lakes Local Action Fund, which provides grants for projects that help communities and organizations promote environmental stewardship. According to a press release provided by Jill's office, the Roots Ridge Initiative will help restore wetlands and forests in the headwaters of the Bronte Creek watershed along the edge of the Niagara Escarpment. Community volunteers will help in planting and habitat installation activities and will learn about the importance of ecosystems in improving water quality and mitigating the impacts of climate change. Proud that our government continues to invest in Conservation Halton to restore wetlands and forests in the Bronte Creek watershed, said Gill. Our government will continue to take strong action to help preserve the natural habits that are part of the Niagara Escarpment and support innovative projects led by Conservation Halton. Triatafilopoulos also welcomed the investment in the Halton region. Our government and I are committed to protecting and restoring wetlands and forests in the headwaters of Bronte Creek watershed in Oakville, North Burlington and beyond, as part of our efforts to ensure clean water, wetland restoration, and strong Greenbelt protection. Conservation Halton President and CEO Hassan Bassett highlighted the role of partnerships in the project. By restoring forests and wetlands and engaging our partners in this work, our project will strengthen local ecosystems and contribute to a healthier watershed, he said. We are grateful to the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks for investing in our work and for their continued commitment to protecting the Great Lakes and connecting watercourses. David Pacini, Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, noted that the Great Lakes Local Action Fund grants are helping communities and organizations promote environmental stewardship and take action. Through this investment, we're supporting innovative projects led by Ontario municipalities, community-based organizations, conservation authorities, small businesses and Indigenous communities that are protecting and restoring the Great Lakes and their connecting waters, he said. Roots Ridge Nature Reserve Wetland and Forest is one of 38 community-based projects to receive $1.9 million in funding from the Great Lakes Local Action Fund.